systematically and objectively read the situation and answer questions regarding it based on the context of the question. Intuition, on the other hand, is a connection between the deepest, truest parts of your inner self and the vibration of energy that flows within all that exists. Now that you can see the difference, it certainly must be obvious why people are impressed by the abilities of another person who has both of these components of themselves working together seamlessly to provide unique insight and advice to their questions. Now that you're considering these two elements, you'll be pleased to hear that while everyone is different, all people have innate access to both psychic, also called clairvoyant, power, and intuitive, spiritual, energy. Many people have an imbalanced mind, leading to an overactive ego that stifles the spiritual self, or perhaps an underdeveloped sense of intuition that can be perceived as random emotions. Neither of these potential imbalances signify weakness, flaws, or unintelligence. It simply means that there is a starting point for objective spiritual and psychic growth. Tapping into your own energies. The term clairvoyant is derived from the French words clair, clear, and voir, to see, describing a person who can see things very clearly. This concise term refers to psychic energy, or the ability to automatically evaluate and calculate all facets of available information through the clues and signs shown to you, and deliver an accurate result. So psychic ability is really based more in logic than an infomercial fortune teller may have led you to believe. It is actually the study of refining your mind's capabilities for processing threads of information and quickly following the threads to see where they lead. Intuition is the powerful sense of your true feelings. It is when a person is most honest with themselves. Nearly everyone has, at some point, experienced what is called a gut feeling, where you just sensed something about a particular situation, person, or upcoming event. There's a likely chance that when you ignore that feeling, you're struck with regret and wondering why you just didn't listen to your instinct. Both of these elements play off one another, and cultivating sharp clairvoyance and intuition are nurturing for the mind. Many people say they are simply too logical to believe in psychic abilities, but it is likely their skepticism is rooted in assumptions, fear, misconceptions, or misrepresentations they have seen in the media. Expanding your consciousness is beneficial to both yourself and others, though it will take time to cultivate it. Some find it easy to override their intuitive feelings, proclaiming that pure objective thought is the key to lining up all prospects and obtaining success. But they are ignoring the wealth of energy available from their own subconscious and its role in the process. Psychic power is not fortune-telling, nor is it a guessing game. It is making the most of available information, and that includes intuitive feelings as well. If you are already inclined towards psychic energy, that is a good start. However, everyone can benefit from practicing psychic contemplation and evaluating how they process information. The same people can benefit exponentially from getting in touch with their feelings and learning to glean information from this energy too. Identifying and practicing your psychic strengths. Now that you're really thinking about it, chances are you've recognized that sometimes you do tend to get intuitive feelings.